Radio Prague News.
Interior Minister Radek Jon has confirmed being aware of allegations of corruption in the State Environmental Fund since the end of last summer. The Ministry of Culture has agreed a freeze on the number of clergymen for the next 4 years. And coalition MPs have revived a Senate bill to honour anti-communist resistance fighters as war veterans. Interior Minister Radek Jon confirmed Saturday that he had been aware of allegations of corruption in the State Environmental Fund since the end of last summer, when he met with the fund's then-head Libor Michalek to discuss the situation. At a special press conference, Mr. Jon said that he had advised Mr. Michalek to procure evidence of his accusations and give them to the proper authorities. Since then, he said he had not seen Mr. Michalek and had not intervened. Mr. Michalek then secretly recorded a chief environment ministry advisor pressuring him to manipulate state contracts in order to finance the minister's political career, and later a conversation in which Minister Pavel Drobil himself offered him a promotion if he destroyed the original evidence. Mr. Drobil resigned on Wednesday. Leaders of the three-party coalition are due to discuss the affair at an emergency meeting on Sunday. The Daily Pravo writes that the Czech religious organizations will have to freeze the employment of new clergymen for the next 4 years. According to Pravo, a majority of the country's 21 churches and religious organizations have agreed with a request from the Ministry of Culture that the numbers of priests, pastors, rabbis, and so on for the years 2011 to 2014 will be kept at the level of last October. The ministry's expenses for clergymen's wages have more than doubled in the last 10 years to 1.4 billion crowns. Clergymen and teachers have been the only state employees to avoid the coalition's 10% wage cuts plan, as their salaries are roughly 7,000 crowns below the national average. There are currently 4,800 clergymen paid by the Ministry of Culture. Coalition MPs have resubmitted a Senate bill to honour anti-communist resistance fighters. The proposal, which would see active participants in the so-called Third Resistance given the status of veterans of war, was already proposed by the Senate once this year, but was then withdrawn by the left-wing majority that took office after elections. The coalition MPs have now put forward the same text and expect it to go through the government and the lower house with ease. Social and Christian Democratic senators, however, opposed the bill, saying that the veteran status would be allotted randomly by state officials rather than based on true merit. If enacted, beneficiaries would be entitled to non-financial benefits, for example in health care, and would be otherwise merely symbolic. In sports news, the Czech ice hockey team lost 1-3 to the home team Russia in their second match of the annual Channel 1 Cup in Moscow. The win puts Russia close to an overall win in the Euro Hockey Tour series. The Czech Republic has won 34 medals in the competition's 43-year history and can still hope for second place in the tournament. Now turning briefly to the weather, conditions over the weekend are expected to be mostly cloudy, bringing more snow and daytime highs in most areas of around minus 4 degrees Celsius. For more news and features, please see our website radio.cz. But for now, I'm Christian Falvey, and that's the end of the news.